Good day, guys. This is your business coach, Adanna Austin, and welcome to the Dynamic Business Growth Podcast, your weekly podcast where we talk about all things business. Create a client experience that drives repeat business. Let's talk about why that is very important. I tell my clients all the time, in the development of their sales funnel, don't just focus on getting new people in, getting new people to your website, new people to your social media pages, new people on your email list. Yes, that is important. However, there is money in the middle of the funnel. That is where you are nurturing your people. That's where you are engaging your people. That's where you're building those really, really valuable relationships with your audience so that they buy from you over and over again, and they refer you to their friends and their families and their coworkers so they can also enter the funnel. Do not neglect those people. You have to create that customer experience so that when they buy from you the first time, when people buy from you and they exchange their money in exchange for whatever you're offering them, that is the beginning of your relationship. It's not the end of your relationship, right? Because you can actually build more revenue or gain more revenue from repeat clients than from new clients, right? So you have to make sure that the customer experience as they have bought from you continues to be upgraded. So that may mean once they buy from you, they're getting a thank you. You have collected maybe additional information from them besides just their name and their email address. You may have collected information about their birthdays or what they do or anything like that. You want to keep on the pulse of your clients, right? So that you're nurturing the relationships after they have bought from you. You're creating a client experience. You tell them thank you for purchasing from you. You say on your next purchase, use this 20% coupon. You celebrate their birthdays. You really acknowledge them and say, listen, because you bought from me in the past, I want you to be the first one to get your hands on this particular offer before we put it out to everybody else, right? Make your clients feel that they are top of mind to you. Now, there are different strategies to do that, right? You can use your email marketing to do that. You can do that via text and your WhatsApp. But it means that you have to pay close attention to the needs and wants and the behaviors of your ideal clients. And then you have to segment them accordingly when they come into your funnel. So when somebody comes into your funnel, you have to be very attuned to how did they come into my funnel? What information did they share when they came into my funnel, right? And then how can I continue to nurture them? So for example, if you have a flower shop and I would say somebody says, okay, I'm buying flowers for my mom for her birthday, or I'm buying flowers for this occasion or that occasion, good occasions, my wedding, whatever. You need to take note of that additional information that client has given you. So one of the things that we used to do when we had our flower shop is we would take notes of the people who would be celebrating their birthdays or who would usually buy gifts for or flowers for their significant others or their kids or their moms. And we would give them a little nudge before, hey, we know your mom's birthday is coming up on Friday, let's give you this flower arrangement for only $300. Come and pick it up on Friday at 12 o'clock, right? You have to give them that experience. Let them know that, hey, they remember my birthday or they remember my anniversary. Or if somebody comes to your restaurant that they normally eat, right, they came for a celebration of something, you want to say, hey, we know your birthday is coming up, or we know that it's been 6 months since you got that promotion. Come and let's celebrate. Come and celebrate with us again. You have to pay attention because that is the full experience that your client is expecting, and that is going to encourage them to buy from you over and over and also recommend you to other people, right? Because we already know that word of mouth is so, so powerful still. So those types of activities that you do, that segmentation and then paying attention to the milestones in their lives and the things that are going on in their lives are the things that are going to make them come back to you. And that is going to really enhance the customer experience that they are experiencing with you. I hope that makes sense. And I know that if this is not something that you've already implemented in your business, then reach out to me, like and share this video, and let's talk about how you can actually implement this type of system in your business for consistent sales, to nurture your sales, and to continue to grow your business. Thanks so much for tuning into today's podcast. And remember, it is all about focus and consistency. Check for more episodes on my website at Marketing Dynamics Business Solutions at www.mkgdynamics.com.